episode 410, What Cravings and Habits Have in Common.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day, sweet sisters. Are you ready to have your mind blown? Yes, we are going to chat about what cravings and habits have in common. And you probably would have never ever thought about connecting the two of them. But we're going to do that today, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I hope you're having a beautiful day. I hope the sun is shining where your heart is. And I pray that when you go about your day, that you focus on somebody else's joy and give them a compliment. Serve with gratitude today. If you're brand new to Create Your Now, thank you so much for being here, for finding us, for sharing us. I truly appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. We have a lot of fun here. We learn together. We grow together. We do life together. It's all about that. And if you want to know more information, come on over to createyournow.com. You can find information like the AIM Academy. You want to sign up for that. I'm telling you, something's happening around the corner. Yes, it is. I'm just telling you. And you want to be on that list. You're not committing to anything. You're just going to get the inside scoop. So come on over. Also sign up for the newsletter. Some of you may have already received it. Believe it or not, I stepped out of my perfectionism. Yes, I let it trap me again. And I thought, no more. I can't do this. So I'm committing to you out loud now. I already did in writing, but I'm going to write a newsletter once a week to you all. And it's not going to ever be perfect. I will do my best. You will probably see typos, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be real. It's going to be raw. It's going to be authentic. It's going to be for you. So be sure to come on over to createyournow.com and get that newsletter. Sign up for it. Why? Because you're going to want the motivation, inspiration, tips, recipes, fitness stuff, all of that jazz. Okay. Now that we've got all the domestic beauties out of the way, I am already done and tired with them. Who wants to dust? I don't want to dust anymore, do you? Okay, so let's jump in. What cravings and habits have in common? Now, if you guys want a really good heavy book to read, you need to look up Charles Duhigg. That's D-U-H-I-G-G. I'll have this in the show notes for you. It's The Power of Habit. And he's actually a Pulitzer Prize winning reporter. And his book, The Power of Habit, Why We Do What We Do in Life and Business, spent over 120 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. So it's one, he's done some research on it in conjunction with obviously other people reading their studies, etc. And I was reading some of his, I don't want to say arguments, but his research, his findings, his book, and it really got me thinking how cravings and habits have things in common. And most of the time we wouldn't connect those things because we think of cravings as what? Food related. Oh, I'm getting this chocolate rush. If you were pregnant, maybe you had certain cravings. Maybe you had pickles and ice cream. Okay, that just sounds gross to me. I was not one who had those kind of cravings. I don't know, call me weird. I am weird. But we all have different cravings. Some people say, gosh, there are times I just crave my barbecue sauce. I gotta have my barbecue sauce. There's also other cravings like cravings for wine, you know, your alcohol drinks, your tobacco, things like that. But then you switch it and you think about habits. And you don't connect habits and cravings together because habits aren't food, right? And cravings all about food. No, it doesn't say that. If you look up the definition for craving, it's a powerful desire for something. Okay, can you have a powerful desire for something like going to the gym and exercising? Oh, yeah. So that can be a craving in itself. Can you have a powerful desire to drive fast, like speeding? Do you have a heavy foot? Guilty as charged, I do. Yeah, that can be a craving. It's something that you desire, a powerful desire. Now, one interesting thing is a lot of our cravings come from where and when? Way back. We have started associating things when we were just itty bitties growing up. Think about our regular school routines that we have. We would go to school maybe between 7:30, 8:30. You know, now if we're talking about the one room schoolhouses, maybe not so much. Those are run a little bit differently. But if we're talking about the general public and private schools here within the last 20, 30, 40 years, they were run about that, okay? You would get to school anywhere between 7:30 to about 8:30-ish at the latest. And you would come in, and then you would have lunch at a certain time. Maybe you had lunch between like 11:15-ish to maybe noon. And then you would have the cycle of you'd get out of school, obviously depending upon how long of the day it was, maybe between 2:30 and 4:30. And then what happens? You'd come home. And you couldn't really eat anything because it wasn't quite dinner time. So you would have a what? A snack. What happens now? You go to work. And all of a sudden in the afternoon, that 2:30, 3 o'clock time comes around. Man, I just need something. I don't know what it is. Really? Do we really need something? Or is it truly something out of habit versus a craving? Whoa. Yeah. You see, habits and cravings both are controlled by what? The mind. They are controlled actions, reactions, and responses by the mind. We think cravings are more driven by tummy because it's food related. Until now, right? Because now you understand that other things can be cravings. But it's not food. Our tummy doesn't smell. It doesn't taste. Our tummy just says and tells the brain, hello, I'm hungry, and it begins to gurgle and makes noises. The chemical reactions do all of it and tell our senses, I think I want something here. Now pay attention. What would you like? What sounds good? Oh, it's that time of the month, so it's my excuse to have chocolate. So chocolate's great, so we're going to have chocolate. Or maybe, like when I read the title to my husband, What Cravings and Habits Have in Common, he said, is this about Pepsi? And I had to laugh because, yeah, cravings and habits. His happens to be Pepsi. And it is certain times of the day. But the crazy thing is, as Charles kind of discovers and goes through things, is that we create our habits on a loop. Did you get that? We create our habits on a loop. And that loop contains certain, certain formula, okay? That loop has a certain formula. Once when that loop is met, we have a habit. And our brain then does what? It lives on autopilot. And it goes, bing, when this happens, bing, this happens, and bing, you get this, whoop, whoop. Or it's bing, when this happens, bing, then that happens, and bing, oh, bomb, you get that reaction. Either way, you're getting a negative or a positive. Your mind and your, you know, that whole part of your sensory, your brain, your amazing self says, I want positive. So it likes to live on autopilot in the positive range instead of the negative. So a lot of times we can kick out the negative. Not that it's bad for us, okay, because hold on, I'm going to come back to that. But we kick out the negative, meaning we ourselves don't get a positive response. So if we feed chocolate to our bodies and we're like, oh, I want chocolate, and it makes me feel good and it gives me energy, and ooh, that's a positive reaction. Ding! We like that. We tend to repeat that and repeat it again and again and again. And what happens is we live our life on all these habits, these derivatives that our mind has come up with. Brilliant, I tell you. God is brilliant. How can you not look at the body and say that there isn't a God? I mean, it's fascinating. So when we're living our life on autopilot and we have all these habits that create our what? Day. Then you're like, well, gosh, how do I change anything? We just got done talking about the start. Remember the season of transformation to appreciate, reconnect, and take aim. About changing. What do we want to do? How do we go about it? But in order to do that, we have to also look at the habits that we're creating, which leads me into your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. You need to rewire your habits. That sounds real simple, doesn't it? It is, but it's not going to be real easy. It's simple in the aspect of you can do it, but it's going to take time. It's going to take energy and effort to do it. Some are going to come a lot easier than others. And we're going to go through this. That's why I wanted to jump into it really fast, because we could go on, I kid you not, probably days just on this particular subject. And so I'm just coding this. We're just covering the surface here. So habit is a formula the brain automatically follows. So in order to what? Rewire your habits, you have to what? You got to change that formula somehow. You got to interrupt it. You got to put something else in place of it. And so in the formula, a habit basically involves the loop of three things. You've got your craving or your action, which drives your routine. You've got the reward, and you've got the trigger. Those are your three things. Now, in order to rewire your habits, are you ready for this? This is what you need to do. Now, I'm making note right here because I think it'd be really good for me to give you guys like a PDF so you can see something. So I'm going to include that in the show notes. You can go to createyournow.com. Go on over there to podcast. You'll see episode 410. Click on it and you can download that PDF right there for you. Okay? So it'll be there for you. I will work on that. I just made note of it. All right, so when you rewire your habits, what you have to do, number one, is you have to identify the craving or the action that drives the routine. So what starts you to do what you do? You're starting to get tired around 2:30 or 3. As my husband would say, I'm ready for my Pepsi. It's time for my Pepsi. Where is it? So he goes and he gets his Pepsi at the break room, because he doesn't have a refrigerator in his office. So that requires him to go to the break room. Well, all right, great. We understand that. But then number two, we have to understand the reward that's gained by that routine. What is he gaining by that? What do you think? Maybe, it's waking him up, right? Because it has caffeine in it. Well, maybe. Is it where it kind of fills his tummy? Was his tummy talking to him? Now remember, it's only the mind. The tummy doesn't know. The tummy is just telling you that, hey, I'm hungry, but it's not giving you the senses. So you have to understand the reward that's achieved or gained by the routine that you just did. And then number three, in order to rewire your habits, you have to discover the trigger, the pattern. What is it that keeps coming up? Now, interestingly enough, it's usually done by a few things, like location, a particular time, an emotional state. You know, when people talk about, oh my gosh, you know, I just broke up with my boyfriend, and they reach for what? The half a gallon of ice cream and they eat the whole thing. That's an emotional state. Okay. Maybe it's the trigger involves people. Specifically people. It could be a group of people. It could be a person. And also you have to look at what action preceded the trigger. So what was it just right before that did it? Was it the bell that rang at school that was like, oh, yes. And now you're like, now I get to go home. And mommy always bakes me chocolate chip cookies fresh. She always had those. So when I go home, I get to have that with milk. What's the action preceding that? The bell ringing at school. What if the bell didn't ring? See, but that's my association. So in order to rewire your habits, you have to understand those three areas in order to do it. So you can interrupt it. Because then number four, you have to what? You have to set the plan. And that's where the plan comes in to where ultimately says, okay, now you know and understand the formula. Now you can implement the plan. You can change the actual routine or the reward based on the trigger. Some triggers cannot be changed. Why? Because, well, it's the way our day works. For example, my children come home from school. We were just talking about chocolate chip cookies. No, I do not bake them fresh chocolate chip cookies every day after school. If so, I would be 500 pounds. I love fresh hot chocolate chip cookies. Yummy, yummy, yummy. But no, what happens is it is a trigger. Why? Because they want a snack. Well, if they're going to eat, I want to eat with them. That's my trigger that sets off my routine, not to just talking about to them about their school day, which I do. But then, oh, wait, while we have the chat, I'm also going to get something to eat, which is a reward. But ultimately, that's not what my reward really is all about. My reward is chatting with my children. So maybe changing the location of the chat so I'm not tempted by the food. Do you see that? It's very complicated, I know. But this whole thing of habits, they're out there. And people talk about, oh, you have to do 21 days to get this result. Or it takes 30 days to create a new habit. There's so many. No, it doesn't. It's what works for you. You can change a habit in little as a minute if you set your mind to it, if you worked at it. But that means every single time that that habit came up that you want to that you wanted to have that new habit, you have to do it right every single time, because once when you mess up, oops, you have to start all over again. Just like practicing music. If you make a mistake in your music, it takes 10 times perfect, meaning 10 times playing without a mistake, in order to erase the mistake that you created in your mind. If you practice it and you've hit number 6 and you make a mistake, guess what? The next time it starts with 1. Same idea. That's why we get flustered and so frustrated with how our life is going with habits and creating them and trying to make changes, is because it takes time. It takes the energy and the effort. It doesn't go away fast. Why? Because we already have done this in much, much earlier in our life. And we didn't realize it. And we're just still acting out all those habits now. Think about a basic habit. When you get up in the morning, what is the first thing you do? The very first thing you do. Okay, for me, I would love to get up and start with intentional movement. But if I did that and started my jumping jacks, we might have an accident. So my first thing is my feet hit the floor. I put my little slippers on and I walk and I go to the bathroom. That's what I do. And then right after I go to the bathroom, I wash my hands and then I brush my teeth. And then I'm ready to go and help with the children and get them ready for their day. What's your habit? What's exactly what you do when you wake up? That is something that I don't think about every day. I just automatically do it. Now, once in a while, we may skip the bathroom because I don't really have to go, because maybe I got up twice the night, you know, during the middle of the night. But as a whole, it's the same thing. We are so amazing creatures. You are. You are. You're brilliant. You don't give yourself enough credit. So you have to learn and take this kiss and rewire your habits by taking them one thing at a time, one habit at a time that you want to change. And you got to give yourself time to implement it. So when you figure out the plan, it's like, oh, okay, so let's go back to that. We were talking about food and or the Pepsi at the 2:30, kind of that break. So you can say whether or not you want the Pepsi or the food or the candy bar, whatever you want during that time frame. Okay? Put yourself in this scenario. Identify the craving or the action that's driving the routine. What is it? Okay, well, for me, it's I want to go talk with my children. I want to have that interaction with them. Okay, that's great. But do I really need the food? Or is it there because it's convenient and that's a reward I get in doing it? Yeah. So I don't have to have that. So give myself another reward. Maybe it's we move, instead of talking in the kitchen, maybe we move to the family area and we're sitting down and we're going through their actual schoolwork. And I'm hands-on with that. The reward is I get to tell them how awesome they are. The trigger, of course, is what? The time of day. Now, that trigger also could be what? Complicated by the location, whether I'm in the kitchen or not. So it'd be a good thing for me, maybe, is to not be in the kitchen. Remove myself from that area. Allow yourself not to live on autopilot anymore, because cravings and habits, they have a commonality. And they're both controlled actions and reactions by the mind. You want to have control of it. Don't allow your brain to be so smart and overrule you. Help set your own patterns, your own routines, and rewire your habits so that you can better live out the day that you want to have and not living out in the, oh gosh, if only. Because you see, that's what happens. When we go to that reward center, sometimes that reward isn't a reward. We get the negative, oh, boom. We don't want that, do we? Because we feel yucky afterwards. You want to feel good that has a positive reaction to your life, a positive impact on your life. So take your cravings and your habits and make them work for you today. Go rewire the ones that aren't working. And know that, hey, cravings just aren't related to food. Cravings can be other things. And you may discover that, whoa, didn't think about that. Oh, wait, maybe this is it. Ooh. And it could be anything. A craving can be volunteering at church. It's just something that you do and you don't realize it. Because ultimately the reward is happening over here, or what you think you're gaining as a reward is happening. So be very careful on how you see your habits, how you see your cravings, and how you begin to adjust this in your life. I hope this has been a little bit helpful. I know it's been challenging. It's hard for me too, because in going through this myself, I was like, oh my gosh, I've got so many loops here. And some of them cross. When you start to take a habit and you start breaking it down and you look at, oh my gosh, I've got this craving or this action, which is, you know, this is the routine that causes it. And then all of a sudden I'm getting this out of it. Oh, but wait a minute. But then it leads to this, and then it leads to this. Pretty soon I figured out a whole hour or 2 hours of my day based on solely habits and cravings. Freaky. I know. Yes. But that's the brilliance of our brain. So go out and be brilliant today. Rewire your habits that aren't serving you so you can go out and impact your world. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.